Mike Malefsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. Who's on the line?
Hey, Mike. This is Palmer Mayor Steve Carrington.
Palmer Mayor Steve Carrington, thank you once again for calling in. Well, somehow there managed to be a relatively short Palmer City Council meeting on Tuesday. They did a lot of work, passed a lot of legislation. All in all, pretty efficient for the first meeting where the new Palmer City manager was there pretty much by herself without some additions from the former interim manager.
Yeah, this is true. We didn't have the kind of two-headed managers happening as we did for the previous meeting.
As you think back over the meeting, I think the agenda passed fairly quickly. There was a little bit of discussion there about the minutes, as it turned out, which usually are pretty pro forma with maybe a correction offered or something. But the minutes were actually delayed and were going to be brought back again. Is that true?
Right. I think we postponed the minutes till the next regular meeting.
Right. There seemed to be more than just a few technical questions about what was recorded, who said what, and the rest of it. So that'll be at the next meeting. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure what happened with that. I know the clerks, their goal is to be descriptive about action taken, and they're not necessarily doing a transcription of everybody's comments.
Right. I've noticed that reviewing agenda minutes before, and that's a very good point you make, because I think sometimes people think it's going to be a word for word, whatever you have said, which is obviously if there's a 3-minute presentation by someone, you're not going to capture everything, but perhaps just the topic that was presented. Yeah. Now, in terms of business, I'm going to hit another highlight because I think it's a significant one. There was a moment when Police Chief Sheldon came up and formally thanked the council for having him as chief, but he's retiring on the 31st of May.
Yes. And then, of course, it was kind of leaked out of the bag, so to speak, with before that, the manager in her report mentioned that she was post the police chief's position as well as the director of
community development director, right? Brad Hansen's former position. But she had a third one, which I think caught my attention in part because of the number of applicants apparently there are, and that's the human resources director. And she mentioned a number 9.
Yeah, that she said she's gotten 9 applications in for the human resources managers. Yeah, I hadn't known that. That was good to hear.
Okay, so when pressed a little bit, the actual time, a couple of those time periods have not ended yet when people can apply. So she indicated that as soon as she reviewed it, she would be bringing the results to the council. Now, I just wanted to confirm, because my memory, and I talked to a few people about it, is that these positions are ones, once they exist, are filled by action of the manager without any necessity for approval from the council. Is that correct?
Correct. The majority of employees work under the city manager. The city manager handles those affairs. So things like the director of community development or the police chief, et cetera, all work for the city manager. So it's up to her discretion on, you know, interviewing, how she interviews, and who she selects.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. Now, there was one other thing that was sort of echo, I'm going to use that term, an echo of the meeting that occurred before over at the last meeting at the Palmer Depot, which reflected the long discussion while approving an agenda at that meeting about an information memo, and it was postponed and appeared, but I don't remember. I'm hearing any further discussion about it. It was as if it had garnered a lot of attention by the council members, but when it came back, it just sort of flowed along. Was that your understanding?
Yes, it was. It was one of those strange things. It was listed under unfinished business, and that was kind of a discussion point, I think, for a few of us before the meeting of, well, it's not actually business, but it's informational. So basically all I did was read the title, you know,
right,
and then we went on.
Got it.
It's in the packet. Twice, actually. You previous meeting and this meeting.
And there was a bit of a discussion about two other kinds of things. You have AMs and IMs, and for the general public, most of that is just the spelling, AM, IM. But there's some significant difference between the two. Do you want to attempt to say anything about that?
Sure. We have a section in the agenda just for action memoranda, which is AMs, so the action memorandum, and they're specific things of action taken and money spent or money given or whatever. And that's kind of one of the meat and potatoes, shall we say, of what the council does.
Right.
And IM isn't often used, but it's an information memorandum. And I think it's a good thing in the sense that we need better communication sometimes between staff and the council. And so it's a way for staff to communicate, hey, we're doing this. This is our policy, by the way.
Right.
And yet it's not seeking permission. It's, because we have a manager form of government. So the city manager, has a lot of latitude in how they do things. But we like to be kept informed. So I should mention, I guess I was a little bit proud of my mayor's report. I spent quite a few hours trying to summarize the one of the IMs and the AMs, especially about the library. And I spent a lot of time trying to kind of distill it down to some of the essence of it. So if someone's curious but doesn't want to read the entire packet, that mayor's memo might have a good clue for them.
Good. And, of course, all of that is up there on the PalmerAKA.org website so that someone who wants to look not just at the agenda but the packet materials that accompany a meeting can do that. And, of course, we did the video stream. It's up there. I might mention there were 50 people that watched it during the meeting and then another 47 that have watched it since. So you're up to about 97 people who have looked at this meeting and still counting. So to summarize the AM, IM, AMs are there and people don't get to speak to them because it's not a public hearing, but they are subject to action by the council. And IM is, thank you very much for sharing. That's pretty much the way it goes. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's one of the things. And part of what I tried to put into my report with the IM was that it was a policy that management came up with, but it was also in working in conjunction with ordinances that we had put in place back in 2022. So, they kind of dovetail and work together.
Right.
And particularly having to do with donations, et cetera. So.
Got it. So from this point on, and the attorney was there, the new manager is there. So there's not that sense that I saw of needing to wait for the new manager or whatever. As you move forward, it looks like things can be done in an expeditious way. There was one other thing that happened at the end. You all went into executive session, and the topic I believe has something to do with the insurance for the library. Is there anything that after the executive session you're able to reveal at this point or not?
Well, I think the statement I made after we came out of executive session is no action will be taken at this time. We're kind of once again waiting to hear back from insurance. I was going to comment, though, with a couple of the items there on the agenda having to do with the library, that I think that the special meeting at the depot when there was, I think one count was 121 people there, primarily interested in the library.
Right.
I think the council has kind of gotten a sense that there's a lot of people that want to see the library moving forward. They're realizing things have been delayed because things have taken a while and want us to get moving on it. So I believe the council is kind of hearing that, and I think, as the manager said, she's, going to be looking for, whether to do an RFP or some other process to look at bulldozing the library so we can be preparing for construction.
Right, and that was, I think that was helpful because I know that the depot meeting had one presentation by legal representation from a lady who was willing to donate a significant amount, but she said, I got to see progress here. And I think a lot of people would be happy to see progress, which could be just bulldozing the old building down, or at least agreeing to have someone do it. That would be progress. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that was kind of the one kind of trademark of the meeting, too, was that for the last 6 months, we've had an interim manager. And an interim manager is expected to kind of maintain things and kind of hold the fort, but they won't necessarily do big action items. And I, you know, that it really felt like, okay, with, you know, with Ms. Zirkle, we've got an active manager who's here and is going to be here. And so she's
right
already looking, you know, looking through applications for one position and has others lined up to, for people to apply for, and, you know, talking about demolishing the library. And so there's, you know, there's definitely a shift now.
Got it. Well, I'd be remiss if I did not mention that the council also overwhelmingly expressed support for continuing the relationship between Palmer and Seroma and doing it to the point of spending some money and all the rest of it. Very, very positive feeling about that.
Yes, that was one of the more interesting times where one person actually got up three times to speak, two audience participation and one public hearing. And
it's, got it, yeah.
Well, that's what it's there for.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Mayor, any last comments before we finish up? We covered quite a bit of ground already.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike, for this chance.
Okay. Well, stay well, and we'll be back after the next meeting. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.